From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Coming up, still sorting through the mess from the catastrophe. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The catastrophe, of course, Hurricane Katrina, arriving on the Gulf Coast 1 year ago today with rain, wind, water, and national debate about what happened next. NPR's John Burnett was in New Orleans then with a phone that actually worked.
This is a huge hurricane, and the tail of it, the western edge of it, is taking its time moving up into land.
Outside hurricane country, we thought of these storms like strangers coming to town with a swagger and a reputation as a bully. They all had names. Most of them blew hard and left.
Some of the older residents from the neighborhoods around here said this is the worst hurricane they have ever been through in their lives. That includes Hurricane Camille in 1969. That includes Hurricane Betsy in 1965. This is the storm of the century for them.
Katrina washed away Gulf Coast towns and homes and roads that had been there longer than anyone alive. You watched the video feeds on TV with that disconnect of the media age. It simply cannot be this bad. It was, and getting worse.
There was a big breach in the levee. It's the industrial canal that leads into the Mississippi River.
Here,
there's no electricity. There's no air conditioning. In fact, they don't have food. We have food here.
Very
unpleasant inside that refuge for the 25, 30,000 people who were there.
One-third of New Orleans residents who fled the city have not returned. Well over 1,000 people on the Gulf Coast died. More than 100,000 along the coast lost their homes. Recovery has already cost billions of dollars, and we are not nearly recovered yet. At 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, maybe 200 people waited in line at the New Orleans City Hall. They needed permits to show they were going to rebuild their homes. Otherwise, city bulldozers might demolish them as abandoned. It was getting late. Reporter Mike Pesca found a man named Tim Thompson waiting.
These people hadn't got it figured out yet. If they're going to cut the line off, all they had to do was give numbers to everybody that's in line. And then in the morning, if you got your number, then you can go on right up. If you miss your number call, then it's on you. You get back to the back of the line.
President Bush is there today, along with state and local political leaders. And yes, they spent a lot of time and money in the last year. And yet, in that same line, Mike Pesca found an older woman, Mrs. Walker, still waiting for someone to make sense of all this.
It's not fair. It's still messed up in New Orleans. Nothing changed. It's got worse.